This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a little A's baseball here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Matt Olson, the All-Star, is going to join us along with Ray Fossey. And we'll also have a little Vinny Avous this morning as we get you ready for the third game of the three-game set between the Athletics and the Houston Astros. Unfortunately, it hasn't been a great series for the A's. We will give you the highlights. It got off to a great start yesterday in Houston.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Matt now, and that swung on and drilled to right, way back. Tucker in the corner. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead. A tremendous shot to right by Matt Olson, and that's his 21st home run, and the A's have the early lead. 1-0 A's in the first.
Yeah, you got to get ready for home run derby, right? And you're going to hear Matt Olson here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola, and talk about his strategy for home run derby. Speaking of home run derby, it didn't end there. In the third, this guy Altuve is just beating up the A's on a consistent basis in 2021.
The 3-1 pitch. Fastball, that is hit high and deep to left. And it is 3-1 Houston. Jose Altuve clocks his 19th of the year. He brings home Toro and Straw, so the bottom third of the lineup gets on base. It begins with an E5, and the Astros, as good as they are, they just step right on your throat and make you pay for it. And it's 3-1 Astros.
Altuve's OPS against the A's in 2021 is well over 1,000. He is just crushing A's pitching. But the good news is the guy that keeps on hitting, that's Elvis.
Top half of the sixth, the A's down by two. The pitch to Elvis is a fastball. It's drilled to left in the corner. If it's fair, it's gone, and Elvis has hit it out. And now it's a 3-2 ball game. Just drilled off the back wall beyond the Crawford boxes and left about 30 feet fair. Astros 3, A's 2. Number 2 for Elvis.
Elvis continues to hit. Now, the A's, they got to get back on the board. They got to tie this thing up. How about a wild pitch to help out the A's in the sixth?
2-2. Here it is. And a breaking ball gets away from Maldonado, and the A's have tied the game. Everybody moves up. Olson scores. Laureano to third, Lowry to second, and it's 3-3.
And another crucial moment in this game, another runner gunned down at home plate.
And here's the 3-2 on the way, swung on a high fly ball, left field not very deep. Tagging is Laureano. Brantley the catch. Ramon comes to the plate. Here's a throw, and the tag, a collision, and out at the plate. And that's a double play, 7-2. Holding at second is Lowry.
That really hurt the A's because in the seventh inning, right after that, this happened.
Manaea's 88th pitch, and that is clubbed into the right center field, and that's a different story. That one is gone. Kyle Tucker's 14th home run of the year, and the Astros are back in front, 4-3.
And that would be your final. Taylor with the win, he's now 2-2. Manaea with the loss, he's now 6-6. And Presley with the save, that is number 16. Coming up next, we'll talk to Ray Fosse as we get you ready for the A's and the Astros, the third game from Minute Maid Park, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today. A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's Battle Axe and Tracks.
You know, if you look up footwear from the past, there are just some shoes that are not so great for your feet.
Ooh, these wooden shoes are killing me. Oh, now a beaver's eating them? Shoe beaver!
What a mess. Huh. Luckily, Skechers made footwear history by designing astonishingly comfortable footwear that are good for your feet. Let's start with fit. Skechers are the fit specialists and have the perfect fit for virtually any foot shape. Skechers has wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, and arch fit with podiatrist-certified arch support. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists using over 20 years of data to make arch fit, and feet worldwide are benefiting from the comfort and support. Plus, Skechers, the comfort technology company, have innovations like air-cooled memory foam, durable Goodyear rubber, and hyperburst cushioning. These promote comfort and offer incredible protection from the impact of everyday walking and running. And Skechers doesn't just care about your feet. Your budget is important, too. Skechers are an incredible value, plus most are machine washable and many styles are vegan. Look, you only get 2 feet, so you better take care of them in Skechers. Skechers, a fit to be tried. Find your next pair at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Chris Townsend, and Ray Fosse, the face of the franchise. Getting ready for a little A's baseball. Good morning, Ray.
Tony, how are you?
Well, I got up early to talk to Matt Olson, and what an honor. You know what it's like to play in your first All-Star game, because once you're an All-Star for the rest of your life, Ray.
That's right. No, forever. That's, you know, that's a good point, and that's what time did you have to get up? I know the two-hour time change in Houston. What time did you get up?
Well, you know, they like to tell you that they're going to be ready at 7:15. Do you think they're going to be ready at 7:15, Ray? Our time?
No.
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 But you have to be ready.
Welcome to the world of dealing with players, because you guys are always so easy to deal with.
Well, you'd had a great time with our group because – you know, if it's a 7:30 game, which we played 7:30 because they were quick games, everybody would be on the bus at 5. You know, nobody would be out at noon or 1 or whatever. We'd all be on the bus at 5 o'clock and get out and no food. so we had to spend that marvelous meal money on food before we went out there. But I don't know, maybe there was something that was in the clubhouse, but very little. Maybe on the weekends it might be a donut or two, but unlike today where I don't know what they're doing now with the pandemic and all that stuff, but I do know that before all this happened, they had chefs, they had food. Steve Vucinich, I mean, I would go home and tell Carol, my wife, I says, you know, they have this. She goes, what? Did you eat there? I said, no. I'm not. I would never admit that I was eating anything in the clubhouse, but a little bit different. But you know, it is an honor to be an All-Star. And David Feldman just mentioned that a couple of guys have, the Astros, was it Altuve and Correa, have bowed out of the All-Star game. You know, there should be some sort of a penalty, because if you're selected, it should be an honor. And yeah, you can go down on record of saying you were an All-Star, but this happened and I did go. If it's a serious injury, but how about a pitcher like Bassett, if he had made it, which we know he should have, then he pitches Sunday. He's not eligible to pitch on Tuesday, and he's not eligible. He factored in that he wouldn't be pitching, but But you know what? I just think that if you're selected, it's an honor. You go, enjoy. And Brody Brazil said in hockey, which I thought was rather interesting, he said that if you are selected and don't participate, or at least don't go, it's a 2-game suspension after the break. So it sounds like there are some penalties that are being implemented around various sports because, again, you know, if a guy's been there, that's one thing. But, you know, say up front, don't even select me because, you know, the players vote, and that's a big vote, the peer group. And so, you know, you want to vote for somebody that you believe should be an all-star. And if you're selected and then you're saying, and you know, it's almost predetermined that you know that you're not going to go, then say it up front. Say, hey, guys, you know, if you pick me, I'm not going to go pick somebody else. So it's an honor. I was happy to be there in the game that I played in. Unfortunately, the second time for me, I couldn't play because I was injured. But it is an honor, and especially the way they do it today, Townie, with the home run derby, big parties and things like that. And we didn't have any of that. So it seems to be a fun time right now.
Well, I'm looking at the 1970 All-Star game. I think about the Hall of Famers on your side in the American League. And then I'm looking at the Hall of Famers playing for the National League. For God's sakes, Willie Mays was leading off. What was it like when you walked into that clubhouse for the first time at the All-Star game? And you know there's quite a few guys, they're going to be Baseball Hall of Famers.
Well, that's the whole thing, Connie, because, you know, I've said before, like a kid in a candy store up and down the dugout, and I can remember at Riverfront Stadium seeing guys, you know, nobody sits on the actual bench. They sit up on the kind of the top part and then so they can see better, and then their feet are on the actual seat itself. But all of these future Hall of Famers were just kind of sitting there and waiting for the festivities to begin or the game to begin. And I'm going up and down. I remember Harmon Killebrew saying, look at that kid. Look at the excitement of that kid. Well, you know, for me, it was my first one. And for a lot of these guys, multiples. But if you look at the rosters on those two teams, Tony, it is very impressive if you think about the players who were selected. And the thing is, if you can get it, and I don't know if it's available, everything's available these days, but Kurt Gowdy narrates that's like a 30-minute version of the All-Star game. And it starts out where it talks about, and of course, I was involved as a tail end of it, but it starts out, it's like there's no place like home. And it shows, you know, like some kids' games and things like that. But the way they introduce the players on this video, it's Luis Aparicio leading off for the American League playing shortstop, and it shows highlights of him. They just didn't have the lineup on the field, you know, on the base pads. They had them playing the game. You know, Brooks Robinson playing third base, and shows highlights of him. So I mean, it was rather unique, very unique, as a matter of fact. And you know, it kind of goes through the game and. You know, Bench made a great throw to throw out a base runner at second. Carl Yastrzemski, who played 12 innings, by the way, at first base.
He was 4 for 6.
Yeah. There was no such thing as, you know, play 3-4 innings, we'll get somebody else in there. Earl Weaver, like I said before, said, you know, we want to win this game. But you know, it was a thrill for me because, you know, Tony, even more so, it's unfortunate personally and selfishly that I got hit the way I did the All-Star game or the last play. But to read and hear some of the comments of the players talking about the play and how unnecessary it was, and you know how many of them came over to see how I was and how I was feeling and all that. But it was a thrill. I'm sure it's going to be a thrill for Matt Olson. I'm sure it's the first of many for him.
Yeah, we got to talk about your hit tomorrow. Ray, have a great broadcast.
Thank you, Tony. You too, buddy. Have a great golf game this afternoon, because I know with the early game, you're going to be on the course.
Just maybe. The great Ray Fossey right here on A's Total Access.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Boot Barn, we take work boots seriously. We know that American-made boots have unmatched quality and craftsmanship. And Thorogood has been constructing job-fitted boots durably made in the USA since 1892. Not only built with the best materials, but their boots include the latest tested and certified comfort and safety features to support the toughest of workers. For specialized boots made in America, Thorogood at Boot Barn.
A's Cast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning. Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails the throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
Your first All-Star game where you're recognized as one of the great players in the game. Well, we got up early this morning to talk to Matt Olson, and we talked about for the rest of his life he's going to be known as a Major League All-Star.
Yeah, you know, I think it's definitely an honor to be named as one, and, you know, to be able and you know, be in the same sentence as some of these guys who've been in All-Star games forever. And it'll be a cool experience, I'm sure, and go have the fun in Colorado and come back, try to win a World Series.
What was it like for your family?
They were obviously really excited. I think some people are still a little in disbelief of it, I guess. My dad just said that he thinks of All-Stars as not his son, so he's having a hard time putting two and two together. But obviously they're really happy for me, and a lot of them are going to be coming out and to kind of share some of the stuff during the All-Star weekend, and it'll be fun.
You know, because it isn't all about you. You know, it's about the people that help you get on this journey. And when you think about your parents and you think about your family and you think about everybody that they did all the car rides, they did everything they could to help you get to this point. I mean, it really is a celebration. What do you think it's going to be like for everyone once they get to Colorado?
I'm not sure. I think there'll be a lot going on, a lot of things to do. Hopefully I can get some time to spend with them, like you said. Everything that happens on the field is a culmination of the way I was brought up and my parents making sacrifices to get me to games and doing all the little things. And I'm very grateful for what my family has done to, you know, allow me to be in this spot. So, yeah, it'll be good to kind of come full circle a little bit and celebrate, you know, a cool moment in my life with them as a way of thanks.
You know, this might be a better question after the game, once you've played in it and you've been around it. But I know you've thought about this your entire life. Where are you with that as someone growing up going, God, playing in the All-Star game would be amazing. You now are going to be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be cool. I'm sure there'll be some butterflies whenever I get in the game. And, you know, like you said, it's one of those things that, you know, as a kid, you think about doing, you know, for doesn't happen for everybody. So, like I said, I'm honored. You know, I just am excited.
And then how about Home Run Derby? You are in it. You've been slotted. You're already going to go up against Trey Mancini to start this thing out. What are your thoughts about Home Run Derby?
Yeah, that was another thing. As a kid, you want to do it. So when the opportunity was presented to me, it's one of those things that, you know, I think I'd regret it if I ended up not doing it. So we'll give it a shot. Historically, haven't been the best Home Run Derby guy, but who knows? Maybe I'll get hot, and you know, I know it'll be fun at the least. So yeah, we'll just have to see what happens there.
And if you're gonna do Home Run Derby, Coors Field, are you kidding me? I mean, if there was one place to be able to do this, what do you think about doing it at Coors Field up in the elevation and the altitude?
Yeah, it is. It will be a really cool spot, along with the names that are doing it, whether it's, you know, Alonso or Gallo or Otani or Soto, a lot of guys who got some real pop. So I'm predicting to see some pretty cool baseballs hit during that derby.
When you've taken BP here before, what's it like taking BP at Coors Field?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, the ball does jump a little bit. We'll see. You know, I think they do the humidor balls for us normally. I don't know what the case is with the derby, but yeah, you know, sometimes if you you get a ball up in the air that you don't really think is gonna have the juice. Sometimes in Colorado, it keeps carrying with that altitude. So hopefully, there's a lot of that going on Monday night or whatever night the derby is.
Yeah, I think we're going to have the balls outside of the humidor for this thing. So it's going to be grip it and rip it. What is the key to hitting home runs, hitting a lot of them? Is there a rhythm that you get into? Is there a thought process? What is like when you just have a BP session and you just start ripping them out of the ballpark?
Honestly, my BPs, I try to kind of stay more line drive, personally. So, you know, I don't really have too many BPs where I'm just, you know, rattling, you know, 15, 20 straight homers. So, this is going to be a little, it'll be a little adjustment for me, but, you know, I already got a little advice from Chad to you know, not worry about trying to lift it too much and just take your normal BP and you know, square them up with a little bit of loft, but not to go too far with it.
We got more coming up next right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe.
or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
It's time again for Episode 8 of Memories with Vuce. Steve Vucinic, after 54 years, is retiring with the A's and decades of stories to tell us. So since it's the All-Star Week, Vuce wanted to relive some of the thoughts when Oakland hosted the All-Star Game back in 1987.
The All-Star Week is always fun. We had a great time in 87. That was an 11 or 12 inning game that the National League won 2-0. All the games on the West Coast in that era, those years, were low scoring affairs because the game started about 5:25, 5:30, and the sun was brutal. And a lot of times the pitchers were in the sun and the hitters weren't, and they couldn't see. But the 87 game was very special because we had a slew of All-Stars. And it was on my birthday, so I couldn't celebrate the win of the American League. I had to take care of the National League, and they won. But fun times.
I look back on that game, July 12th, and I counted 15 Hall of Famers between the two teams.
That was amazing. I mean, guys like Ozzie Smith and Mike Schmidt, National League, American League with Ripken and all theirs. That was a star-studded both teams. I don't know if there were that many Hall of Famers in any of the All-Star games besides that one.
When we last left Episode 7, Vuce was talking about Billy Martin and the 1980 season. Well, 1981 was vastly different. Thanks to a work stoppage in June, and Steve takes us through the lead-up to that strike and coming out of it 2 months later.
You know, what's funny is the night before, late Thursday night into Friday morning, Cleveland Indians flew into town, and we had to unpack their bag, do their laundries, do their uniforms, as always. And by about 8 o'clock on the West Coast the next morning, it had been announced that they were on strike. And we were told players weren't allowed to come in, but then they finally relented on that. So players came in. Before I got into the ballpark, the Indians traveling secretary had come in to the clubhouse and taken away all the equipment bags. His ownership said, do not let them have their equipment bags. Do not let them have their suitcases. And he said, well, I can't go to everybody's room and get their suitcases, but he did get the equipment bags. So it's really funny. The Indian players came in and they're all walking out with garbage bags full of their mitts, their gloves, whatever other workout gear they might need to work out during the strike. So the strike goes on and it's finally settled. And they've got like a 7-day workout period in August. And so because the Raiders were still at the Coliseum and the dates that were set to work out, we had to move our workouts up to Cal Berkeley and use their facility up there. We dressed at the Coliseum and then bussed up to Cal Berkeley. We worked out there, and then we had a couple of exhibition games. We flew down to San Diego, and I'll never forget to play an exhibition game. And the Padres announcers are saying, hey, opening day is next week, and your Padres are in first place. And they've never been that close to first place in August in their lives. But then flying back, that's when the announcement was made that they're going to split the season. And since we'd already finished in first, the best record in the West in June, we were guaranteed to go into the playoffs. we were flying back and there was an air traffic controller strike. And that's when Ronald Reagan fired a bunch of the air traffic controllers. And there was a plane and we were like in the Santa Barbara area and a plane that came by. It wasn't a near miss, but it was closer than you've ever seen planes before. And it made you think about the strike of the baseball players and the strike of the air traffic controllers and which one was more important. And it was definitely the air traffic controllers. So then we played our first ever exhibition game in Candlestick Park. We had never played the Giants in the Bay Area before that. And we never had the Bay Bridge series, like the freeway series between the Dodgers and the Angels. So we had a game over there, and that's going to be 2 days before we open the season. And had a great crowd, baseball's back, and Billy Martin just went right down the left field line, I'll never forget this, and threw every ball he could find into the stands, just gaining popularity, gaining fans, even Giant fans loving Billy. And that kind of set the stage for the second half.
As the years went by, Billy was gone after 1982, and the losing followed for several years for the A's until an ex-A's shortstop named Tony La Russa was summoned home in July of 1986.
We weren't playing well, so Jackie Moore gets let go, and we go an interim manager for a week or so in Jeff Newman. And Tony had just been fired by the White Sox, and everybody in our organization, not everybody, but myself, Walt Jockney, Mickey Morabito, were enthralled by the thought about bringing Tony in. He's a new wave manager, and he can get a lot out of players. So they started the talk with Tony. Sandy Alderson, I think, went to Chicago. And Tony wasn't sure if he wanted to manage right away. He had young daughters. He said he could afford to take a summer off, spend more time with them. But it became apparent that we wanted Tony. And Tony took a look at the organization, saw the people in charge, liked some of the people here. He had a relationship with Walt Jockney back in Des Moines, Iowa, when Walt was the general manager there and Tony was the manager. So they agreed to bring Tony on board, and obviously the rest is history, but it was very exciting because he was the guy that kind of stabilized the team, brought back and with the up-and-coming players, taught them the right way. Fundamentals were weak before, and then he stressed that in the first spring training, 87. And 87 seemed like it was a successful year, and every time he said that to Tony during the winter, he didn't think so. He got mad at you for saying that, and I said, well, Tony, the first year we'd played 500 ball in 6 years, so it made a lot of sense to us.
And in that game, Oakland's own Dave Stewart, released in May by the Phillies and signed by Oakland just 2 weeks later, got the ball in Tony's first game at Fenway Park versus Roger Clemens. And that began the rebirth of his career as a dominating pitcher.
That was the rebirth of Dave Stewart. He gets a start against Roger Clemens in Boston. His first game, Tony and Dave Duncan's first game with the A's. And Stu, as he did many times later, beats Roger Clemens. And I knew Dave from growing up in Oakland a little bit. I knew him when he was with Texas. I didn't know him with the Dodgers, but when he was with Texas. And just a gentleman, a person that cares about the community, but one of the great competitors to ever wear the Oakland uniform.
Episode 8 of Memories with Boose, every Thursday on A's Total Access on A's Cast. You can hear the entire interview, including thoughts about Ricky Henderson and Jose Canseco, at athletics.com/A'sCast.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word A'sFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
Hey A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered.
Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back, my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo. Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets the A's on the board with a three-run home run.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
It's now time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. The A's had to make a move, and yes, Chad Pinder is going on the IL.
Well, he's pretty versatile. As we saw in spring training, he can play just about anywhere, including the outfield. So he gives us that, and he was having a good year offensively, you know, especially against left-handed pitching. So, you know, they're trying to promote the guys that are playing best at any particular time.
Jacob Wilson will replace Chad Pinder on the roster. He's 30 years old. He's been having a good year at Las Vegas. He's hitting .288 with a 1,016 OPS in 49 games for the Aviators. How about Mark Canha? Is something wrong, or are they just being extra cautious?
No, we're just trying to be, you know, take it every day, see how he feels, and you know, it's going to be turf again. Where he was last time that we had to go on the IL, we were on turf. We'll just push it back a little bit till after the break.
So hopefully get Mark Canha back as soon as possible. That is the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Coming up next, part two of my conversation with the new All-Star, Matt Olson, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
This is A's Total Access.
Part two of my conversation this morning with Matt Olson, the new All-Star, about his hitting approach and being able to go the other way and beat the shift.
Yeah, it's been something that's happened a little more this year. I think it's been a combo of I think my swing has just been in a better spot overall. And, you know, when I've been a little late on pitches, I've done the right thing and gone the other way with it, as opposed to being late and swinging through it or fouling it off. So, that plus just the confidence of hitting a few balls that way, and then, you know, knowing, trusting that you can be a little late and doing it. It's been nice to be able to, you know, get back to the all field hitter that I feel like I can be, and I want to continue that.
Have you noticed since you've been doing this, have they changed how they shift you to certain teams?
I've gotten a couple times where they moved back over normal and got a hit or two up the middle because of it. So it was nice to watch a ground ball go over second base and into the outfield for once.
You know, that is something that I wonder if they ever ban the shift. Everybody grows up being told hit the ball back up the middle. Well, now there's a guy there. It's like it's completely changed from what you're taught from a very early age.
Yeah, it is really weird. I mean, that's been what everybody's pretty much told us our whole life growing up, and then starting a couple of years ago, that's automatically taken away. So, there are spots they aren't playing, but they're obviously not playing there because it's harder to hit it there. So, and these guys pitch to the shift. They're aware of where guys are playing. So, yeah, it's just another little challenge that we got to deal with.
You know, I can tell you, like, when we're doing this show and doing the post-game show and a couple losses to the Astros, the fan base is gripping, obviously. But what is it like for you guys? Because you're very cool, calm, and collective. What's it like for you guys when you go through a little bit of rut, how there isn't that, you know, finger on the panic button inside the clubhouse?
Yeah. Obviously a couple tough losses here the last couple of days. I think everybody's just looking at the big picture. We're about to be at the break, and we typically do a lot of our, play a lot of our best baseball after the break. It's just how we've been the past couple of years. And I don't think anybody's panicking at all. A lot of time left before the end of the season, and playoffs and division champ stuff starts coming around. So, we're just going to take it day by day, try to win this game today, and, continue off through the rest of the season. Hopefully we get hot in the second half.
How impressed have you been by your starters? Because your starters are leading baseball in innings pitched.
They've been great. Bass and Manaea are kind of, leading the guys, and they've obviously, all of them have great stuff, and we want them having the ball, but it just this year it's felt like just a different mentality from the guys. They want to go as deep as they can. They want the ball at the start of the game. It's been awesome to watch, and it's been, it's put us in a lot of good positions to win games.
Well, one of the biggest transitions for you has been the new puppy that you have at home. How have you been able to handle the new puppy? Because, new puppies, it's a whole different ball game in the house.
Yeah, well, actually, the pup's still back in Georgia with my fiance, so I'm more dealing with not being able to see the puppy. I'm getting all the cool pictures and videos, and I don't get to hang out with them.
I got talked into the new puppy, and the kids were going to pick up after the dog. They were going to do everything. They were going to walk the dog, because I have twin girls that are 15. By the way, who do you think's walking the dog and picking
that's
up?
That's all you.
Dog? Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you.
I got sold a bag of goods. So you don't even have kids yet, and you got sold the bag of goods.
Yeah, but, it'll be worth it when I get back in the off season, and I got somebody to hang out with when I'm done with my day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, the great thing about being named to the All-Star game, it's something that stays with you for the rest of your life. Like I said earlier, whether you go onto your Wikipedia page or you go to Baseball Reference, it'll always put that AS there. It'll be an All-Star. And I know that's something that, everybody thinks about being in this game one time, and I think you're going to be in it a long time. I've said this before on the show. If I have to bet of any A that I think could be an MVP anytime soon, it's going to be you. I just think, you know, going with the family and your parents and the fiance, this is going to be one of the great moments of your sporting career.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Very kind words. And yeah, should be fun and hopefully more to come.
Yeah, a little home run derby. Who knows? You can make some real big noise there in Denver, Colorado. Coming up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show with Ken Korak right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey, A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're very welcome.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $20 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
At Boot Barn, we take cowboy boots seriously and have for over 40 years. We've spent the last four decades in the boot industry studying what makes a good cowboy boot great, an area that puts craftsmanship and innovation at the forefront. Every pair of Ariat boots are constructed with advanced technologies to outperform in the areas of comfort, durability, performance, and functionality. For advanced tech cowboy boots, Ariat at Boot Barn.
Ride the wave with the green and gold this season. Fans attending the A's Saturday, July 17th matchup against the Cleveland Indians will receive a special Ride the Wave t-shirt presented by Southwest Airlines.
It's just the mantra, so I mean, we're going to ride the wave the rest of the year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Receive your Ride the Wave t-shirt on July 17th. First pitch is at 1:07. Tickets start at $19 at athletics.com/tickets.
How do you like that?
This is A's Total Access.
The A's are in Houston. A little day baseball, the quick turnaround after last night's game. As the A's, Bob, this would be a great game to get, wouldn't it, to get out of Houston with a win during this series?
It would. It's been really competitive. You know, we've had the lead in both games, and, you know, like they do a lot of times here, they come back and they can put up crooked numbers, and, you know, you're always aware of the fact that they can hit the ball to the ballpark and basically completely throughout their lineup, they're capable of doing that. And that, you know, ended up biting us yesterday. They didn't get too many hits, but they were productive hits, and two homers kind of ruled the day.
Sean Manaea, I'm sure you agree, has pitched a whole lot better than his 6-6 record so far this year.
No doubt. And he's been in some really close games. We haven't scored him a ton of runs. You know, his pitch count has always been manageable to go deeper in games like it was again yesterday. And just unfortunately, we're not giving the kind of run support that he deserves, or his record would look a lot different. Because, you know, other than the pitch to Altuve and you know, ends up the pitch to Tucker, he was absolutely fantastic again against a really good lineup.
You know, you look at all these plays at the plate in the last five games, Bob. And I know you mentioned after the game, it seems like you guys are running into some bad luck, and coaching third base is a tough spot to be, right? And the only time we talk about the third base coach is when something like this happens.
Correct. And it's kind of a thankless job. I've had a little experience there, and I'm glad I don't have to do it. It is not a great job. And, you know, there are going to be times where you're not scoring runs and you have to be aggressive and you're going to get guys thrown out, plain and simple. And guys are making good throws against us too. So, you know, we'll continue to try to be aggressive. There are times when we're swinging the bats really well that we won't, but look, we're trying to score some runs you know, you got to give the defense some credit as well.
Yeah, and the last out of last night's game with Chad Pinder, and then he hurts his hamstring, Bob, it didn't look good at all at the time.
No, and he's had hamstring issues, so that's caused for some concern. It's in the middle of the hamstring, which isn't great either. So, you know, this is probably a minimum of a month, unfortunately. And I know, you know, Chad feels bad about it. There's nothing you can do. He's trying to get down the line as quickly as he can to try to, you know, beat it out and extend the game. And, you know, the last step or two, you know, ends up hurting his hamstring. So that's another blow for us, you know, in a period of time where it seems like we've had to withstand some injury. So it doesn't help, but he'll, you know, our trainers will fix him up and, you know, hopefully see him at some point in time, you know, hopefully a month or so into the second half.
Well, you're right. You've been bitten by the injury bug, Bob. I guess there are times in a season where it really will test your perseverance, and this is one of those times.
It is, and it, you know, ends up being key players, and you know that makes it a little bit more difficult. Not that anybody, you know, on a 26-man roster isn't important, but there are certain guys that are a little bit more so right now. A couple key players are out for us right now, and a third as of yesterday. We get Chappie back today, you know, after being sick yesterday. So we're kind of up against it as far as that goes. But you know, we've got a game here. We have three more in Texas, and then we get to the break and we rest up a little bit. Hopefully we get some reinforcements after that.
And Jacob Wilson is here. It's taking Pinder's spot on the roster. Bob, what did you see from Jacob during spring training?
A guy that gives you a lot of versatility and can swing the bat. We saw him barrel up a lot of baseballs in spring training, and you know, we look at his numbers in AAA. They've been good, you know, even more so against left-handed pitching. And the versatility really helps when you do have some injuries like we do. He can show up in the outfield. He can show up basically anywhere in the infield. And he's got some power in his bat, too.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today. And Chris Townsend will send things back down to you.
Got to get a victory today. Frankie Montas against Lance McCullers Jr., the final game of the three-game set against the Astros. You've been listening to A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, learning how to be a hibachi chef.
Why?
Well, it was so easy to get an auto loan from Navy Federal Credit Union, I needed something more challenging.
Heads up!
Do not throw that shrimp at me.
With decisions in seconds and rates as low as 1.79% APR, Navy Federal makes it so easy to finance a car.
Onion volcano!
You might want to try harder things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Rates subject to change and are based on credit worthiness. Advertised rate available for new vehicles. Insured by NCUA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.